instead of getting a bedtime story that a lot of little kids would get, I'd say, Granny, get the banjo. And she'd get the banjo and play me a tune or two, and I'd nod off to sleep. So that was my earliest recollection of really loving the banjo.
Ellis began playing the trumpet in school, but one day he heard banjo virtuoso Earl Scruggs on the car radio, and he found his calling.
I really, really, really wanted to play bluegrass music. And my father and I'd be working on the farm on Saturday, and we'd stop for a little break. And, what are you gonna do, son, when you get through school? You going to college, be an engineer? What you gonna do? I said, I'm gonna play banjo for Bill Monroe. He said, oh, you'll never be good enough to do that.
But Ellis was good enough and spent 2 years in the early 60s with Monroe, the father of bluegrass music. Life on the road was difficult and the pay was poor, so he left to go to school and get his degree. He had a feeling, though, that if he returned to music, he wouldn't copy Monroe.
I told myself, if I ever do get out on my own or create my own band, it will not be a Bill Monroe-style bluegrass band. Mm-hmm. I will not do it. And I didn't. I kind of ended up developing a different style of music for the banjo, and our band is a little band that touches on other aspects of traditional American music.
Though he was steeped in bluegrass, Ellis wanted to see what else he could do with a banjo. He traded the three chords and a cloud of dust approach to the instrument in favor of simple, compelling melodies that seemed to connect with audiences in Europe, South America, and other distant lands he's toured.
It's a melody that they can understand and remember quickly. You know, it's not complicated. It has a simple, nice flow. And it's friendly sounding music. It's not abrasive sounding.
His arresting melodies and his innovative banjo tunings and the ensembles he surrounds the banjo with have earned him many fans. One is comedian Steve Martin, himself a banjo player.
I guess Steve had been searching on the internet for various banjo styles and things, and he ran across a recording of me playing a tune called The Wild Fox, and he just liked it. Phone call one day and he said, this is Steve Martin. I said, yeah, sure it is. But he said, we're going to be playing in New York pretty soon and I'd like to know if you'd like to join us up there. But he likes the banjo in different settings like I do. And we've become good friends. I played with him in Minneapolis last June. Had a great time up there.
New audiences continue to be introduced to his music. One of Ellis's recordings of the first song he learned from his grandmother was used in an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. Ellis still plays and loves bluegrass, but the music he creates is all his own.
I didn't think very many people would take a banjo seriously enough to listen to a slow tune on the banjo and then appreciate it, because a banjo has such a hokey reputation. I had a fiddler here in Ohio tell me one time when I was first putting together the Dixie Banner recording with some slow tunes on it. He said, "Nobody wants to hear that stuff. Why are you doing that?" And you know, that could have broken my spirit, but it didn't. I just considered the source, and I did what I wanted to do.